Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Lepsio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio bunts towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly throws the ball into DeMaestri, who tags McDermott trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pearsall scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fricano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-1 in the game. Umflett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-1 in the game. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 0 in the game. Lepsio strikes out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McDermott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babe for the out. One out. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0 for 1 in the game. Fricano strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Murray and he is out, Michaels applying the tag. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive towards third. Babe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hirschl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Hirschl reaches third base with a triple. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Lapon now playing shortstop. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee moves to second. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Babe bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. McGee moves to third. Murray moves to second. One out. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Marian Fricano. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is walked intentionally. Bobby Shantz pinch runs for Gus Zernial. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McGee scores. Murray moves to third. Shantz moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Carmen Morrow pinch runs for Ray Murray. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to home to get Morrow. Shantz moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Astroth now catching. Maury Martin now pitching. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Athletics won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-3 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Maury Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Athletics won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall scores. McDermott moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDermott scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-4 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Henry now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from White and he is safe. Philly steals third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Philly scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Charlie Bishop pinch runs for Eddie Robinson. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Bishop moves to second. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0-for-1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.